magic bus is on its way to Michigan today, or maybe it's the Trump bus. That's what it is. It's the Trump bus. Women for Trump bus. The tour is coming to Michigan today. We had Aaron Perini on, Director of Press Communications for the 2020 Trump campaign. In hour number two, hour number three, our special guest, Michonne Maddock, Women for Trump advisory board member who spent some time at the White House last week talking about all of this. Michonne, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, and you're on the bus. Where are you headed?
I'm on the bus. So if you hear background noise, it's the bus.
Blame the bus. I understand. Well, there's a bunch of folks on there, and I know you're all talking to media outlets all over the country. You're all working the phones. You're all shaking hands, pressing the flesh, as they say, to the ability you can during a pandemic. Where are you right now?
Right now, I am pulling outside of a Starbucks on 8 Mile, and we are so excited because we had the worst coffee at our hotel, so we're about to walk off the pink bus into Starbucks.
Very nice. Pink bus, can't miss it. So you're touring Michigan today. What are your goals today? Who do you want to talk to? What do you want to get across?
Oh my gosh, I just want all everyday people stop by if you can get off work for a few minutes. Ladies, but men too, you know, ladies, bring your daughters. This bus is spectacular, but what's more important is just the message. It's just about reelecting Donald Trump, and I'm really, really excited to be part of it. I'm joining Chairman Laura Cox. We've got Linda Lee Tarver, who is an advisory board member of Black Voices for Trump, and the three of us are just planning on meeting as many women and men and kids as we can and letting them take pictures of the bus. And really, my message to them is for everybody to find one person that did not vote for Donald Trump in 2016 and make that their mission to bring them to the polls.
Absolutely. I that makes sense. Tell my good friend Linda Lee that I said hi, by the way, when you have a moment.
Farewell.
And Laura Cox as well. I mean, this is a move to connect with women in Michigan. You're in Southeast Michigan. Obviously, everybody knows Southeast Michigan has traditionally been a stronghold for Democrats, but recent polling shows that 36% of African Americans approve of the job the president is doing. That's got to be a frightening number for Democrats.
I am telling you, just from somebody on the ground meeting with regular people every single day, for the Democrats to underestimate the black vote for this president is a huge mistake. I'm glad they're making that mistake. I'm glad they're taking it for granted. But the black support for this president I'm seeing is overwhelming.
What do you think about the addition of...
I'm driving through Detroit right now, and you know I'm the one sitting on the bus, listening to people honking and waving. And these aren't all white people that are driving on 8 Mile. These are many, many black people who love and support this president.
So let me ask you about the addition this week of Kamala Harris to the Joe Biden ticket as his running mate to be vice president. Does that change the trajectory? What I found unusual is when I went back and looked, what she failed to do in her run for president was attract black voters. She was at about 5% or less a good portion of the time. She didn't attract black voters, and I don't know why that is. Maybe you have an answer.
You know what? I'm not really sure. Maybe it's because intelligent people don't make decisions just on somebody's skin color. And Kamala is a California elitist, and that's really what comes across when people listen to her. That's not going to change now that Biden's put her on his ticket. You know, one of the first things she did was immediately come out and attack Vice President Pence. And the things she attacked him on were stunning to me, on his family values, on his marriage values. I would think the last thing Kamala would want to do is draw any attention to the family values that she has shown constituents in the past.
You know, and you have to wonder if a San Francisco liberal, and something else I found, and I didn't realize this, I knew that Kamala Harris was left of center. Some people have described her treatment by the media as Kamala Harris walks on water treatment. But she was rated in 2019 by nonpartisan organizations as the most liberal senator, supports gun confiscation, supports removing 180 million Americans from their insurance for health insurance, and a whole host of other things. And so it's to me, it's like, wow, she was the number one most liberal senator in all of 2019, Michonne. It was pretty shocking.
It's unbelievable. And you know what? The president has so many things that he will run on that Kamala and Joe Biden will never be able to touch. You know, when I was with the president last week, one of the last things that I said to him is, you know, they have tried to impeach you. They have tried to use this virus against you. They have tried to use chaos, burning, and looting in the cities against you. They are going to try to use mail-in voting and voter fraud against you, but they're not going to overwhelm the massive amount of silent majority that is out there that are just seething, waiting to reelect this president. That's what I'm feeling. That's the pulse that I feel.
Do you think there's a truth? Michonne Maddock here. She's been with us a number of times in the past. She's here today. She's part of the bus tour, the Women for Trump bus tour going on in Michigan. They're in Detroit right now. Also, you've got the MAGA Classic Car Cruise coming up Saturday. Driving people crazy that you're doing that, apparently. But you're on the bus tour, Women for Trump bus tour, and connecting with people all across Michigan.
You know what?
Go ahead.
They are trying to stop the MAGA car cruise. I literally had a reporter call me, and his question was, have you contacted the municipalities in the area that you're planning the car cruise? And I said, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't know. Are we still under some type of an order where if we want to get in our cars and drive on roads, we need to let the, you know, local authorities know first? And, you know, he tried to, like, bluster. Well,
what was the response?
About being in cars.
Yeah.
I said, it is exactly about being in cars. All we're telling people is get in your car, decorate your car. If you want to bring your regular car, decorate it to support the police officers or to support the president. If you've got a classic car, bring your classic car out. And, you know, if people want to safely, socially distance along Woodward in their lawn chairs, are they suggesting that there's something unhealthy about that? I mean, even the CDC tells people to get outside, not inside, and it's going to be a glorious, beautiful 75-degree day in Detroit down Woodward Avenue, and I thank God that these people are going to turn out, and they can't stop. They can't cancel the car cruise.
You know, what day does that start? What time is that tomorrow?
Saturday, tomorrow.
What time?
Really, all day. I've heard that people right now are cruising Woodward, but we will be organizing between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
So, all right. So you've got the bus cruise today, the MAGA car cruise tomorrow, and people. You know, I've seen these boat parades as well. There are people turning out all over. I'll give you the last word. There seems to be a lot of enthusiasm. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, what I've already said. First of all, thank you. Thank you for having people like me on that understand that we need to get the real news out, not the fake news that they want to constantly keep spreading, because the truth is people are excited in this country. You can't even threaten us with masks out in public like our governor is doing, and it won't be able to stop the movement that wants to show up in November and overwhelmingly reelect Donald Trump. And I thank God for him.
Michonne Maddock, thank you always for being here. We'll talk soon. We'll talk after the cruise.
Thank you so much. Linda says hi.
Thank you. I love her. Ivy does well. And we love her. Laura Cox as well. At any rate, thank you so much. Linda Lee Tarver, we'll have her on soon. It's 41 after on a Friday. You're in the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Summer 2020 is going to be a hot one. Did you cuddle with your sweetie and then fall asleep under the blankets last night? We did, because we're using our well water to keep our home cool and dehumidified with a WellConnect Geo Hybrid unit. And you don't have to chop and stack any wood for this winter, because the WellConnect unit can heat your home too. Finance with no money down and getting a 26% federal income tax credit for this year, all while using only your well water? Getting a WellConnect unit was a no-brainer. Made in Alpena, Michigan, call them today at 989-356-2113 to get a free home inspection and to find out all the details. Again, call them at 989-356-2113 and check out their website at WellConnectSaves.com. You'll be glad you did. Happy cuddling.